Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everyone? How's everyone going? I'm going pretty good. I just got back from the gym not too long ago. Smashed an ab workout. Actually, my back was hurting a little bit today, so I didn't actually complete my ab workout. I thought it's best just to stop because it's not good if your back is hurting, and I thought I'd just give myself a rest. I must have done something a little bit weird yesterday when I was training back. But that's all good. I still feel amazing. I did some cardio, and that's all that matters for today. So this is the first podcast of 2019. I know I'm a little bit late on the bandwagon, but to be completely honest, I took some time off from the podcast, but I'm ready to start back. I've been working pretty hard on everything. I hit my first ever milestone of 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, which I am so freaking excited about. Actually, on 2,500 subscribers at the moment. So my YouTube page is actually blowing up right now because of a video I posted a while ago that's going mini viral. It's on almost 300,000 views, which is my most viewed video on YouTube. So that's been happening, and I'm pretty excited about that. I also just released a free booty building guide. So if any of you guys want that, make sure you DM me your email address on Instagram. And I would be more than happy to send it across to you. I'm so excited about that. It's a full program, so it has three different workout days as a hamstring glute day, a quad glute day, and a leg day. I talk about nutrition, how you should be eating, stretching, and just everything you need to know about building a booty. So if you want that, make sure you grab it. It is for free. I've also started one-on-one coaching. So if you are lacking motivation, if you need an accountability partner and someone to push and motivate you towards your goals, and you've been listening to me for a while and you're inspired and motivated by me, then please go and fill out my application form, which I will link in the information bar below, where we can see if you're the right fit. I'm so excited to give all my focus to my clients this year, and I just want to help you guys make some serious fucking transformations in your life. So, anyways, that's just a little bit about what's been happening with me and my goals at the start of 2019. But let's get straight into the podcast, shall we?
Yo, you are now tuning in with the Life by Taylor, the podcast channel that helps you become the best version of yourself. That's right. Check it out.
Today, I'm going to be speaking to you about my binge eating history. So, I actually suffered with binge eating for years, and although I have overcome it, I would say by maybe 90%, I still have my moments where I slip up and have a little binge here and there. And that's totally fine considering how far I've come. So, I will tell you a little bit about my story to begin with, how I used to eat, how I used to hide my eating because I was ashamed of it. And then after my story, I will go into some advice on what you can do to overcome binge eating and form a healthier relationship with food. My story on binge eating is going to go for a few minutes, and then I will jump into some practical tips that you can implement that will help you with overcoming binge eating. So stick through the story. I know that at the end, I will be giving you some really powerful tips that will help you in overcoming your binge eating.
Today, I'm going to be telling you guys a little bit of a history of how I used to eat when I was in my teenage years. So basically from when I was, I'd say 16 to 19 years old, how I used to eat, what I used to eat, my mindset behind it back then. I just want to start by saying that as a little girl, I was a very light eater. I was always very skinny and I never used to like eating much. And then during high school, I put on a lot of weight and actually ended up being the heaviest I'd ever been in my entire life. I was around a size 12 during high school, like at the end of high school. So this is about, I would say, between the ages 17 to 19. I started putting on a lot of weight. I couldn't fit into any of my clothes. I had to start buying size 12 pants and tops when usually I was like a size 6. That was a bit of a difference for me, and it took me a long time to actually realize that, whoa, I actually have put on weight. I used to be in denial and I used to think that I was still really skinny and I could still fit into size 6 clothes. My mom used to always tell me, no, you're a size 12 now. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm a size 8. but every time we went shopping, I couldn't fit into the clothes. I would always have to try on a size 10 or 12. Let's start talking about what I used to actually eat and drink throughout the ages of, I would say, 16 to 19, 20 years old. From the ages 16 to 19, I barely used to drink water at all, like at all. Like, I'm pretty sure I went an entire year without taking one sip of water. I hated it. I used to hate the taste of water. I thought it was so boring and gross. I don't know, I had this massive thing against water, and I literally went probably an entire year without even having one sip or one glass of water. How bad is that? Like, what the hell? I still can't believe to this day that that was my mindset back then, but it was. It's real. That's how I used to be. The only things I would drink was like cordial, processed juices, soft drink, energy drinks, chocolate milk. I would never ever ever have water. I would drink Coke up until 3 to 4 a.m. every single night. I'd be up on my phone, on my computer all night. I would wake up in the middle of the night pretty much every night from dehydration, and I would pretty much open a can of Coke and skull half the can, or I would get cordial or like whatever drink was in the fridge. That's what I would drink in the middle of the night when I woke up from dehydration. I would never ever ever drink water. Sometimes when I would go to the fridge to get a drink in the middle of the night from dehydration, I would go for a snack as well. So I would go to the cupboard and I'd get the jar of Nutella, and I would have like a scoop of Nutella, or I would have like a piece of chocolate or whatever was there. I'd go to the fridge in the middle of the night, let's say 5 a.m., 4 a.m., I'd skull half a can of Coke, and then I would have a piece of chocolate or Nutella. What the hell? I still can't believe I'm talking about myself. It gets worse. This is pretty much the lazy bitch's guide to eating. Only thing I could do was open a can of Coke and open a jar of Nutella. So during this time, I was pretty depressed. I wasn't really going out. I didn't really have many friends. So I'd pretty much stay home 24/7. And my favorite pizza during this era of my life was Peri Peri Chicken Pizza from Crust. It was my favorite pizza. And I would just stay home all day. I'd probably order it maybe once or twice a week. I would order a large Peri Peri Chicken Pizza to my door. I wouldn't even drive there and go and get it. I'd get it delivered, and I would literally lay on my bed. I'd be watching some shitty TV show, and I would literally finish the pizza within 3 to 5 minutes. Like, I would scoff it down. And then after that, because it didn't satisfy me enough, I would go to my kitchen and just get whatever, chocolate, chip. I was pretty much eating McDonald's, KFC, Hungry Jack's every day of my life. I worked at Hungry Jack's for about a year when I was 18, so that was a massive part of my diet. I was eating there quite regularly. On my work breaks, even after I worked at Hungry Jack's and I was working at a place called Harris Technology, I would go to the 7-Eleven across the road and I would buy a can of Red Bull and a packet of like Mars or Snickers pods, and I would pretty much finish the Snickers bag in about 2 minutes, finish my Red Bull can, and that was it. That's like what I ate for lunch. So every morning for breakfast, I would wake up, I would go to my fridge, I would probably finish the can of Coke that I opened in the middle of the night, or I'd open a new one. I would drink Coke for breakfast. That would be the first thing that went into my mouth when I woke up, and I would literally just get a jar of Nutella and eat it with a spoon or with my finger. That was literally my day-to-day diet. How ridiculous is that? And this was every morning without fail. Every night without fail, I would have a can of Coke and a spoonful of Nutella. Saying this right now, I don't even believe the words that are coming out of my mouth. Like, it feels like another lifetime to me. But this actually happened, and I was doing this every day. This is how I was eating. This was my diet every single day. Every night I would be in my room on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and watching TV shows, binge watching, and I would go to my kitchen, I'd get like a tortilla bread, the soft taco bread, kind of like a wrap bread, and I would put peanut butter, Nutella, I'd put M&Ms and whatever chocolate I had, or marshmallows, and I would wrap it up, and that would be literally what I ate in the middle of the night. I'm pretty sure I ate that exact snack every night for like a few months. Every single night I got hooked on that so much. I loved it. The big reason why I used to eat always late at night was because I was ashamed of what I was eating. I knew it wasn't right. I knew it was unhealthy, but I couldn't stop. That's why I used to hide out in my room, or I used to wait till no one was home, or I would go out on my own and just buy food and snacks and eat it because I would think that, well, no one's watching me, so it's all right. Then I would feel guilty about it. And this was just like an ongoing thing in my life throughout the years of like 17 to 19. I was pretty much secretive binge eating. It's like starving yourself during the day, which is what I was doing in school, and then just smashing food out at night, and usually in secret. Throughout these years, I was completely depressed. I hated myself. My skin was disgusting. I was overweight. I was insecure, and I was physically very unhealthy. This was a very dark few years for me. I never experienced depression like I did in these few years. I was pretty much secluding myself from everyone. I would skip out on uni. I would just stay home all day, watch TV shows, and just eat. That's literally what I would do every single day. I look back at that girl and I feel sorry for her. It was a history of bullying and self-hate, family issues, my diet, all of these things that made me so depressed, and it was just like a downward spiral. Like all these things just kept getting progressively worse and worse and worse. But at the same time, I'm extremely grateful for what I went through throughout those years, because without going through all of that, I wouldn't be the girl I am today. I wouldn't be healthy, I wouldn't be fit, I wouldn't be mentally strong, I wouldn't know everything I know about self-development and nutrition and spirituality. I had no connection to anything. I was like completely atheist. Like I didn't believe in anything. I hated everyone. I hated the world. I am eternally grateful for going through that, because without that, I wouldn't have felt the need to search for what I've found today, which has made me like pretty cool, I would say. And it also confirms to me that I will never, ever, ever let myself slip back into those negative habits, extremely, extremely negative self-harming habits.
All right, guys, so that was my story on my history of binge eating. And honestly, it just trips me the fuck out that that's actually who I was in the past. That was a massive part of my life, and I struggled with that a lot. Basically, here are some things that I did throughout my journey to help me overcome my binge eating and to help me form a much healthier relationship with food. So one of the first things I did was I made sure I was eating enough food. So I actually ate more than I was when I was binge eating. So while I was in that phase of binge eating, I did have a very unhealthy relationship with food. So I'd typically starve myself during the days, especially during high school. I remember me and my best friend in high school were obsessed with having a box gap, so a thigh gap, and we were just obsessed with being really skinny. So we would force ourselves to not eat throughout the entire day at school, and we'd just drink black coffee, and then we'd eat whatever our parents cooked for dinner so that they didn't think that we weren't eating. So I struggled with that for a while. Even after school, I would typically starve myself during the days. And when you're starving yourself, when you're not eating enough food, when you're not eating enough calories, your body needs food. Your body is craving food and nutrients because you're lacking in these nutrients. Your body needs that to survive. You need that for energy. So one of my biggest tips, and something that really, really helps me, was just eating more. I just made sure I was eating proper meals. So I'd have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks here and there. And that really helped minimize my binge eating little phases here and there. Something I did that really helped me make sure I was eating enough was kind of prepping food and having meals ready. So that you're not going for something really quickly and you have something kind of already for you to eat. So like I said in my story, most of the times I was binge eating, there was nothing for me to eat quickly, and I'd just go quickly for like the Nutella and the can of Coke, or I'd order a pizza and just wait for that to come. And this was also before I knew how to cook or anything like that. So these days, what I find really helps is prepping my food and just having meals ready. So I'm not going for something too quickly. So highly recommend doing that, even if you just have, some hummus in the fridge, some carrots, celery that you can cut up, some fruit that you can snack on, some nuts, things like that, little things that you can have ready to go that are healthy and easy to eat. And also you can prepare foods for meals. So you don't have to prepare full meals. I never really prepare full meals. I mainly just cook like, say, I'll prepare like a whole lot of pasta, a whole lot of soy mince, a whole lot of tomato paste, like the sauce for the pasta. I'll cook some sweet potatoes, some chickpeas, some beans, things like that, and just have them separated and in the fridge ready for me to go, so that when I do feel like I need a snack or I'm gonna go for that binge, there's already food in the fridge ready for me to go. So instead of going for that quick, easy snack, I can just go for the food that's already there. So yeah, that's something that really helped me. Another thing that really helped me was just starting the gym. So I started the gym, I would say, in 2014. And for me, starting the gym was the first step into improving my relationship with food, because I very quickly learned that if I wanted to achieve my goals of dropping body fat, I needed to eat cleaner. And this didn't happen instantly. It took me a year or so of just fucking around at the gym, going once or twice a week, not knowing what I was doing, to slowly building it up. I started going 2 times a week, 3 times, 4 times a week. And it was only once I started seeing changes in my body that I got hooked and started actually wanting to eat cleaner. So my addiction to the gym was definitely one of the most powerful things I ever did to overcome my binge eating, because I was completely addicted to working on myself, and I knew that binging out on junk foods was pretty much going to destroy all the hard work I put in the gym, and I just wasn't willing to risk that. And that kind of falls in with what I said before about eating enough. So because I was getting really into the gym, I was making sure I was eating so I could put on the muscle, and I wasn't wasting my time. I really started to take gym seriously. So I was always eating. I was always having breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, protein shakes, all that kind of stuff. So definitely starting some kind of exercise or even just going straight into the gym, I think is something that will really help you overcome your binge eating, because it really makes you respect your body more. Because you're putting in all this time into trying to improve your body, trying to get fitter, and it's just very hypocritical when you're going home and smashing an entire tub of ice cream. Another thing that helped me was drinking more water. So, like I said in my story, I literally never used to drink water. Like I'm telling you, I did not drink water for an entire year. That was when I was in my very, very, very bad binging phase. That's when I was drinking Coke at 3 a.m. and making those taco burrito things with M&Ms in it at like 2, 3 a.m. I never drank water. I only things I would drink was cordial, soft drink, Red Bull, all that kind of shit. So once I started gym, I started drinking more water because I was really thirsty in the gym and there was just water there. So I started drinking that, and then I started realizing, oh, okay, water's all right. It kind of makes me feel good. I feel more hydrated, and just started drinking more water. I didn't really know how that whole thing happened, of how I started drinking more water, but I just started respecting myself more once I started the gym and started eating properly and things like that. So I think drinking more water just naturally came with it. So I highly recommend just drinking your daily intake of water every single day. Also, when you're drinking water, you're feeling more full. So it helps you avoid those times where you're feeling hungry or snacky and you want to go for that binge. Drinking water really helps with that. So the next thing I did was I stopped taking my binge eating too seriously. And this was a little bit further down the track of once I kind of got into the gym and started respecting myself a little bit more, but I still binged out here and there. So what you can do is really stop taking it too seriously and just start actually enjoying the times where you do binge out. And I know that sounds a bit fucked up, but like you have to learn to enjoy the times where you actually are binging out on these foods, and you have to make sure you don't really regret it. So myself, when I binge out, I forgive myself. Like, it's not the end of the world, you know what I mean? Have your binge, enjoy it, and just know that you're going to try better the next time. There's no use beating yourself up for it and making yourself feel worse. That's the worst thing you can do, is just making yourself feel worse about it. So just enjoy the binge, enjoy the fucking ice cream, enjoy the chips, enjoy the chocolate, enjoy the fucking hot dog or whatever, vegan hot dog, let me mind you. And you know, just go for it. Don't take it too seriously, because if you're making yourself feel too bad about it, that kind of vibration is going to stay with you, and the next time you do it, you're going to be comfortable with that vibration, and you're just going to continue to binge. So just when you actually are binging, like in that exact moment, be present with it, be present with the binging. Understand, say to yourself, oh, okay, now I'm binging out. Cool, that's fine. I'm already doing it. So I'm just going to enjoy the food. I'm not going to be sitting here like, oh, why am I binging? Why am I binging? You know, just fucking enjoy it and know that, you know, next time you're going to try a little bit better. Another thing is detaching yourself from the person you were when you binged out a lot. So this is something very important. This is something I do now because I feel like I have kind of overcome my binging. But I had to stop identifying as the girl who binges out, you know what I mean? And realize that I actually have overcome it. And when I do binge out here and there, it doesn't mean I'm falling back into the person I was back then. I just really think you have to be grateful for how far you've come in your journey. Even if you haven't come that far, just the fact that you're even conscious of the binging and the fact that you want to overcome it is good in itself. So just be grateful for that and know that you are getting better and better. Just try not to identify yourself as the person who binge eats, because if you identify yourself as that, then that's going to stick around and it's going to be really hard for you to stop binging, because that's your identity. That's who you believe you are. And it's really hard to detach yourself from your identity. So really start to stop labeling yourself as the person who binges out. That's what I can say. The last thing that I want to say is self-love. So self-love is so fucking powerful. And you guys know this, obviously, if you follow me, that I preach self-love all the fucking time. And this has got to be one of the most powerful things that I've implemented into my day-to-day life that has helped me overcome these negative attachments, this negative relationship that I've had with food for so long. So because I've learned to love myself, because I implement positive habits every single day, it's really helped me to overcome this binge eating. And there's a whole lot of things fall under self-love, guys. What can I say? Meditating, yoga, eating clean, drinking water, exercising, staying off your phone, turning your notifications off, taking care of yourself, all these things. There's so many things, positive affirmations, gratefulness. And I'm sure you guys know by now, but I have written a self-love morning routine guide where I cover pretty much everything I do on a day-to-day basis in terms of self-love. And I can say that all of those things specifically relate to me overcoming my binge eating. So if you don't have that guide yet and you do want it, make sure to send me a DM with your email address and I will send that across to you now. Guys, I just want to say, you can overcome binge eating. If you implement the things I've spoken about in this podcast, you can overcome it and you will overcome it. You just have to want to, and you have to be conscious of it. That is the first step. The fact that you've even clicked on this podcast, the fact that you're even conscious that you do binge eat, and the fact that you are openly admitting to yourself that it's something that you want to overcome, that is enough in itself. And that is enough to say that you are going to overcome it. So please, guys, let me know if this podcast was helpful. Let me know your thoughts on it. Please leave a review on the podcast. So if you go down, you can leave a review on iTunes and just tell me your thoughts on the whole podcast. Tell me how you feel about binge eating, your experience. Also, guys, if you enjoyed this, please help me out and screenshot that you're listening to the podcast on your story, and make sure you tag me on Instagram so that more people can kind of get help from this and we can get this positive message out. All right, guys, so that's it for the podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm happy to be back. I'm going to try to post more podcasts as much as I can. And yeah, so keep your eyes out for that. I hope you guys have an amazing day today. Whatever you're doing, if you're driving, at the gym, whatever, however you listen to your podcast, I hope you're having a great time right now. And I'm sending my love to you through your earphones. My day went really well. It's 5:30 at the moment, so I've still got a bit left in the day, and I'm just going to go back in and do a little bit more work. But that's about it for today, guys. I will see you in the next episode. Bye.